This episode of the Road Dirt Podcast is brought to you by Chuck Watwood and the good folks at Lawbike. You can find them at lawbike.com. Welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand covering what we like to call ride life. Hashtag ride life, if you will. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And this weekend, I wanted to share a story based on something we wrote over the late last week for the weekend. In the past week, there was a death that went largely unnoticed in a lot of circles, or except for those of us in motorcycling. Robbie Knievel, the son of the legendary Evel Knievel, motorcycle stunt jumper. Robbie himself became a legend in his own right, following in his father's footsteps. And Robbie passed away this past week. And we wanted to kind of give a tribute to Robbie. So we wrote a story called Robbie Knievel, His Father's Son. And we wanted to share that, the transcript of that, with you here. You can actually go to the site, roaddirt.tv, and look up Robbie Knievel and read about the daredevil motorcycle rider, Robbie Knievel, who did his father proud. So this is what we wrote. On the site, there's plenty of photos from his most epic jumps, at least in our opinion. So go check that out. So here it is, Robbie Knievel, his father's son. The first time I ever saw Robbie Knievel in action was his televised 1989 Caesars Palace Fountains jump in tribute to his world-famous father, Evel. Unlike his dad, Robbie successfully completed the jump without crashing. Evel had attempted the jump in 1967, and many of us have seen the slow-mo footage of his ill-fated landing and subsequent bone-crushing tumble down the ramp head over heels. I've seen a lot of it in slow-mo, too, and that, you know, that doesn't make it any better. 22 years later, April 14th, his son Robbie stuck the landing, rolled to a stop, and tearfully announced, quote, "That was for you, Dad," end quote. I remember thinking, he's a chip off the old block. In fact, Robbie would go on to enjoy quite the career himself as a motorcycle daredevil jumper, making over 340 successful leaps and setting 20 world records. He replicated and even surpassed a number of his father Evel's feats, most notably that Caesar's Palace fountain jump. For most of his career, Robbie the Captain Knievel rode a modified Honda CR500 motocross machine, lighter and more maneuverable than the Harley-Davidson XR750 flat tracker that his father had used. Robbie set jumping records over limousines, buses, military Humvees, tractor trailer rigs, many of which still stand to this day. What I found notable in recalling Robbie's career was the spectacular performance jumps that he made. I remember watching his February 4th, 1999 tower-to-tower jump between the two 13-story Jockey Club buildings in Las Vegas, throwing the bike into bales of hay brought up to help him avoid careening off the other side of the landing tower. A few months later, on international television, Robbie Knievel jumped his motorcycle across a 228-foot chasm in the Grand Canyon, breaking his leg upon crashing after the successful landing. He was certainly following in his famed father's footsteps, jumps and breaks alike. I think my favorite feat of his, however, came in the Y2K year, 2000. On February 23rd, the captain vaulted over a moving locomotive at the Park Depot in Palestine, Texas. Get this, the train was chugging forward at 30 miles an hour, and Robbie hit the facing ramp at 80 miles an hour. With Knievel airborne, fireworks spouting flames skyward, the locomotive struck and obliterated his launching ramp while he was soaring over the train, then successfully stuck the landing on the return ramp, which was adjacent to the tracks on the other side. Fox Live ran exclusive coverage of the leap. It was spectacular and can be found on several YouTube channels. I actually screen captured a picture from one of those videos just showing how extraordinary the leap was. Robbie continued into the 2000s, jumping 15 trucks at the Chinook Winds Casino in Lincoln City, Oregon in 2003. From one floating barge to another in late March of 2006 down in Jacksonville, Florida, and paying tribute to his father in July of that year at the Evel Knievel days in Butte, Montana, by jumping over the Batmobile, from which movie, I don't know, one of them, four giant flamethrowers, and a 1959 Harley Davidson. He honored the military and American veterans with jumps on the deck of the USS Intrepid aircraft carrier over Navy aircraft in 2004 and over Army vehicles in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2007, among many others. Robbie Knievel kept sending it into 2011, performing his last jump on October 29th of that year, 150 foot over a line of tractor trailer rigs. His father, Evel, passed away in 2007, and Robbie lived up to the name that he carried, honoring his dad all the way through his own final jump. Evel had been inducted into AMA Hall of Fame in 1999, and Robbie fittingly followed him in August of 2007, just a few months before his father's death in November. Robbie did his father proud. Robbie Knievel contracted pancreatic cancer in late 2022, and it claimed his life not long after the first of this year, breathing his last on January 13th in Reno, Nevada, surrounded by family. Robbie was 60 years old, which I'll actually turn later this year. The jumping Knievels are gone, but their legacy will long endure. If you go online to the site, roaddirt.tv, you'll find the story there, Robbie Knievel, his father's son, and we were able to get some really cool pictures from a lot of different sources, all of which we cite there, different jump scenes from his years, some of the ones that were his most spectacular or that were our favorites, one of the two. So go check that out, roaddirt.tv/ Robbie Knievel, his father's son. And also go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. If you enjoyed this, give it a like and share it, as well as on our main site, roaddirt.tv. You can like and comment and share there. And we have a YouTube channel as well, Road Dirt TV, without the dot. And our Road Dirt TV YouTube channel has got all kinds of videos of rides and bikes that we evaluate and stories of racing and road trips, everything in between. You can check that out. And like, subscribe there as well. We've got three social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of them are called Road Dirt TV. You can look those up and join the Road Dirt community out on social media. And we also have a Spotify music playlist. It's not Road Dirt TV. It's actually Road Dirt Classics. A lot of rock and roll from the 70s, 80s, and on into the 90s even. We're old guys. We like the old rock, man. You can check that out. About 25 hours worth of music out there on Road Dirt Classics on Spotify. Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Rob with Road Dirt. Until next time, we hope you ride life.